This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, each week we've been taking just a moment to look at the world from a single girl's perspective, and Christmas presents, you know, a few challenges for people if they're single, but I think there's no greater challenge than the challenge of going on holidays. And how do you make that happen as a single person? Who do you go on holidays with? What do you do about the sleeping arrangement? Joanna Hayes, come on down. You're here to solve the problem for us. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You tell me, what are the issues you face as a single person thinking, I'd like to have a holiday?
Well, I guess the first choice is whether or not you're going to do the ultimate introvert adventure or find some people to go on a holiday with. And I have a couple of friends who've done the, I'm going to go on holidays utterly by myself.
Oh, no, I could never do that. I can't even go to the movies by myself. I've never been to the movies by myself.
Well, I've been to the movies by myself frequently. I'm an introvert. I spend lots of time alone. But even I don't think that I could actually do the solo holiday. But the most amusing thing is that one of my mates, a male friend, went on holidays to a resort in Cairns by himself. And he realized by the end of the first week, he's like, oh, that's why everyone keeps looking at me strangely. They're, like, afraid of this tough-looking single guy that keeps turning up to the bar and smiling.
Right.
More friendly at people. They're like, he's a killer.
It's freaking them out. Right. Serial killer. Right. Yep, sure.
Yeah, so he's like, I don't think I'll be holidaying solo ever again.
Well, of course, because if you are a backpacker and you're a man, you're probably Ivan Milat, really.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Ivan Milat. Even though he's like the friendliest person in the world, but I can understand why people were a little afraid of him.
So did he say that he wouldn't go on holidays on his own again after that experience?
Yeah, and not because he didn't enjoy it from his own perspective, but just realising that it made him extra super weird to the people around him.
Mm.
I've got another friend that tried the solo holiday, also an introvert, was like, yeah, this will be totally fine. I love spending time by myself, and then after a few days was ready to, like, run through the streets naked in order to meet people, like he was getting a little bit crazy. For me, I think part of it is I already spend most of my days alone, and so I'm not sure that a holiday alone would actually be a relaxed time, I guess.
So then the challenge is you have to figure out who would actually be a candidate to go on holidays with, and then hope that the feeling may be reciprocated, because really this is kind of like asking someone to marry you, isn't it? Like, you're seriously putting yourself out there and going, hey, want to come on a holiday with me, not knowing whether they're perceiving you as being in that inner circle of friends that they might be willing to go on a holiday with.
Exactly, and it can be a little bit tricky. And the other thing I would warn against is the going on holidays with your housemates.
Oh.
I have personally have been blessed with wonderful housemates in the past. But again, I have a few friends who are living together and then also going on holiday together has just been like the final nail in the coffin to every passive-aggressive conflict they've been having.
Mm.
Yeah, you need a bit of a break from your housemates. You don't necessarily want to go with people from work. So, yeah, you're right. You've got to find the, like, friends who are willing to holiday with me.
Well, I'm thinking for myself. Like, I know I find it challenging to find the friend who wants to, you know, have lunch with me. To then extend that to how about 2 weeks together in, like, Bali or Fiji?
So, for me, I'm blessed, for example, with lots of couples who hanging out with them is not an awkward third wheel experience.
Mm.
And with a few of them, it would be totally fine for me to be like, oh, I'm coming on your holiday. But not all of us have friends like that. And then, yeah, in terms of finding single friends who are, it's the horror combo. You've got to be willing to spend a couple of weeks together. You've got to be able to both have holidays at the same time.
You've got to have the same interests to some extent.
You've got to have the same interests. You've got to be comfortable with, okay, this person is going to want to go to all the fancy restaurants. This person is going to want to spend all their time in the museum. Mm. That person actually just wants to go to the beach.
Mm.
So it's like the terror of a family holiday when none of you actually want to spend any time with each other or do anything together. Except you have to be all mature and adult about it, and you can't just yell at your mum.
In a marriage, like, okay, your first holidays, you generally have conflict. Like, I'm the one who wants to go out all the time, see everything, do everything. Husband wants to lie in a hammock, right?
Yeah.
After the first few experiences, we've kind of worked out this equilibrium where as long as I let him snooze all afternoon, then, you know, I can generally get him to move at about 4 o'clock to go down to the beach or something like
yeah,
that. You know what I mean? You've just got less time to work out your equilibrium if you're only going on one holiday with that person.
Yeah, exactly. And so really, I guess the only solution is like the golden advice for single people in general for every problem is that you do really need to cultivate some really good friendships where you are open with one another and share your life and pray for each other. And having those kind of friends makes this sort of issue really easy to solve because, of course, you'd be willing to spend a few weeks together and quite willing to say, I don't want to go out. And they're like, okay, that's all right. You can, you know, veg for a while and then we'll do something. But then it's, again, just the challenge of having to be adult about it, I guess.
I guess, and to talk about those things before you go. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, Joanna, thank you so much for, you know, braving this territory with us.
That's
today.
A pleasure.
Yeah, that's Joanna Hayes talking about some of the challenges of taking holidays when you're single.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.